Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. First of all, on behalf of our entire crew, we want to wish you and your family a very healthy and happy Thanksgiving. Well, obviously, the New York Giants coming off a huge disappointment on Sunday when they lost to the Dallas Cowboys, swept in the season series by the Cowboys, and now the Giants stand 1-3 in the division. Look, you look at this realistically, everybody knows that their chances of winning the NFC East, well, they're a long shot at this point. They kind of wasted some opportunities. But what are some of the positives coming off this game? This team has continued to run the football much more effectively over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and they got yardage against the Dallas Cowboys to sort of back that up. They haven't gotten their passing game going the way we would have expected coming into the year. Who would have thought that the Giants would have struggled in moving the ball down the field in big chunks and being able to score in the red zone, something they did quite well last week. Now, I know you're going to hear a lot of noise in the media, and you've probably been hearing it, whether it's on radio, TV, or in print, about the Giants and kind of being out of the mix. But here's what you folks need to remember. This is the players' jobs. These are the coaches' jobs. This is what they do for a living. They play football. They prepare to play for football. And the bottom line is they try to win in each and every game, because the bottom line is their performance will determine whether they're a member of the New York Giants moving forward, whether they're in the National Football League moving forward. All the teams and all the coaches exchange the tape. What you put on tape is your resume. One thing you know about Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, he is not going to stop fighting. And his team proved that this year. Not many teams start off 0-6 and win 4 games in a row. In fact, you got to go back to 2009 with the Tennessee Titans as the last time that's happened. This Giant group has been a resilient group, and I would expect them to finish strong down the stretch, starting on Sunday against the Redskins. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective.